This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency Radio here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And again, we have our little chat room there on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com, and you're welcome to join us there. Now, as I pre-warned you here, you know, if you individually want change in the world, there's one way to do it, and that is when you first get up in the morning and you have to take your tinkle or something like that, look in the bathroom mirror, because that's where it's going to start, is looking at you. You are the only one that can do this. I do what I do. I'm getting older. Yeah, we all admit that. I don't know how long I'll be around, but I have daughters and I have grandkids. And I want them to have at least some resemblance of what I used to have, which was probably even at the preamble of Make America Great Again. But anyway, you cannot change this country until you look at the morals of this country. And I get so upset when I see certain things. I mean, I don't get depression like that. I just, you know, I know where it's coming from. But like, as ISIL is destroyed over there in Iraq, the Iraqi army finds all these U.S.-made missiles. And you can see the actual stamp made in America and all this crap on them. These weren't looted from the Iraqis when the Americans pulled out in December 31st, 2011. But these were arms that were sent in. And I forget the name of that movie there, but it was the alien one. But anyway, where the guy from Hudsucker Proxy is telling Tom, what's his name, he says, I don't think we're on the same page. But see, Americans need to know that all this artificial terrorism and stuff is being done in your name. And you can go to your favorite browser and just search the term U.S. airstrike kills hundreds of civilians. We have Donald Trump that even as he was getting elected, he says that he was going after ISIS's family. And, of course, to them, anyone else is collateral damage. And you can hear about in hundreds over in Mosul getting killed, mosques that are being blown up, that ISIS so-called caravan that had ambulances and stuff, those were being targeted. You don't target ambulances. The Crescent Moon, you know, That I mean, that's why you have MASH units and these air helicopters. They were not targets, and they weren't to be fired on, you know. But anyway, so in line with that, I was looking up some stuff here, and it's kind of funny what you can find on Wikipedia. And, of course, I guess you have to have the interest to get out there and browse it there. But I looked up United States war crimes, and from Wikipedia. First, I'd like to remind you that in a recent tweet, the POTUS, President Trump, said, "We don't worship government, we worship God." And of course, my answer to that is, who's God? But anyway, In Wikipedia, it goes on to say, the United States war crimes are the violations and laws and customs of war of which the United States Armed Forces are accused of committing since the signing of the Hague Convention in 1899 and 1907. These have included the summary execution of captured enemy combatants, the mistreatment of prisoners during interrogation, torture, and the use of violence against civilian non-combatants. If you remember, the Eisenhower-Ryan POW camps were systematically, over a million were starved to death by reclassifying them from POWs. You know, the same thing with Gitmo. But anyway, the article goes on. War crimes can be prosecuted in the United States through the War Crimes Act of 1996. And then it says, however, the United States federal government does not accept the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court, the ICC, over its nationals, as the United States directly opposes and is not party to the court. And this reminds me of the Iraq pullout, the SOFA agreement, where the U.S. would not be granted any immunity for any U.S. soldiers that committed war crimes in Iraq in their training mission. That would be the stay-behind forces. And since the Iraqi government said no, that they would prosecute them, then the U.S. just did a total pullout. And, of course, that solved that problem. And, of course, they all want to blame this. Then it was blamed on Obama. Now it'll be blamed on Trump. Of course, George Bush started it because he's the one that bombed them with absolutely zero, or actually is all falsified information there, you know. But when I read that, though, and again, this is America. We're supposed to be thinking as Americans, a collective, like a Borg hive type thing, that you can Google the amount of journalists that have been killed in Iraq. If you remember Bradley or Chelsea Manning, whatever he wants to call himself, his, her, or it, well, nowadays, the collateral murder video that he released. And this administration, as well as former administrations that have been directly targeting hospitals, weddings, funerals, schools, power plants, sewers, systems, the fresh water supplies, and, of course, Israel does the same also there. And the United States government is, you know, for its most trusted ally. Of course, it'd be shocking for Americans to see our own police, like they do in Israel, spraying raw sewage on Palestinians, but doing it over here, spraying it on Americans, like the IDF does. And we have to remember, collective punishment is a war crime. And, of course, the U.S. exempts themselves from that. But that's why they had all these embedded reporters, because the Pentagon issued them their marching orders to the best thing I can tell you there is the video by John Pilger, the War You Didn't See, where it shows the unsurmountable area of grave after grave after grave. And the Iraqi women screaming at George Bush on the thing, you know, about the deaths in her family and stuff, that they did nothing to the United States. But the U.S. is always first to point out someone else, like, oh, Syria's allegedly gassing its own people. Well, forget Vietnam. Forget the napalm and stuff that Israel's dropping, that Saudi Arabia's dropping down in Yemen. Forget everything else that their allies do. It's got to be some other rapacious regime that's got to be wiped out as some dictator or something. They're the criminals. And that's why I get so mad when I think of these so-called congressmen that get up there. Even Trey Gowdy, I like the guy, but he gave a good speech about how nice it was to be Christian. Well, Christians don't bomb Christians. They don't bomb anyone. And in lieu of that, with other news that comes out, the New York rail system now is coming out with a new design in their rail cars, where there's going to be these flat screen TVs. It looks like from the images they're going to replace all the windows. And so you'll have a constant barrage of this Emmanuel Goldstein from George Orwell's 1984, just like you do here when you go to a bank, when you go to a bar, when you go to a shopping center, when you get gas at a pump, the little TV screen comes on, and it's always there updating you on who the latest enemy of the state is. And, of course, remember, Emmanuel Goldstein was the enemy of the state created by the state. And, of course, this is to get Americans on board with whatever their next pilfering is going to be, you know. Someone made a comment to me the other day on Twitter about, boy, that socialism sure works good down there in Venezuela. And I replied back, well, I says, under Saddam, the U.S. sanctions there killed 500,000 children. How many are you willing to let die down in Venezuela so the U.S. can capitalize on that massive oil field? And that's all it is. And, of course, when Hurricane Harvey hit and the refinery thing went down, the first one they talked about was going to be affected was Venezuela, because the U.S. processed all of Venezuela's oil. And, of course, now that U.S. sanctions are there, Venezuela is moving more towards Iran and more towards the yuan, and it will sell its oil in another currency other than the U.S. dollar, and that's the same trap that Saddam did, is when the oil for food program, when those sanctions, he bypassed them, and he started selling oil in the euro, bypassing the dollar with U.N. approval, and a month later he was bombed. But see, all this stuff that you see in the world, if you vote... I mean, if you think your vote counts, I should probably say, these representatives are supposed to represent you. So when you look in that mirror every day, is this what you want America to look like? You know, and I'm not chastising anyone out there. I'm just saying, you know, this as a human, you know, that it's something I look at, because I'm concerned about everyone. Living on reservation, every time I look at the disparity around here, all I can think about is the millions of Native Americans starved to death. The Black Hills gold, Custer, all this stuff, all the right timing, you know, it's pilfering. The stacks of buffalo horns where the U.S. government shot all them thousands of buffaloes to starve the Native Americans out, you know. And then on that, there was a tweet out there, where this NFL BS that's going on right now. So someone took a knee. Well, that's their First Amendment right. And as long as they're not out there in violation of Title 18, which is trying to overthrow, subvert the government, well, that's fine. I mean, that's their silent protest. And someone had commented on there on Twitter that this is why we lay flags over the caskets of the fallen. And so, of course, I replied back, actually, those coffins should be decorated with all the corporate logos. Because if you look at this, like NASCAR and stuff, politicians should be decorated that way, too. If you believe this official 9/11 narrative there, not one nation state, and I mean, this is the truth here, but not one nation state has attacked the United States. It's always blamed on some radical group. I don't care if they're swinging on monkey bars over in Afghanistan, or they're in caves in Afghanistan, or what. It's always this little fractional group. But what does the United States do? They go in there and they bomb the entire country, killing thousands and thousands of people like that. And that's just collateral damage, you know. And you can see why so many people would get mad at Americans, or America itself. And that's why I've always kind of pushed on this pluralism. I get so sick and tired when I hear something about our armed forces, our military, my team, stuff. Pluralism, I guess that's good if you're trained for all that there, but I do not support what troops are doing over in some country bombing some people, like over in Syria, for example. Well, it just released here that the Pentagon has been shuffling their reports. They sent $2.2 billion worth of arms and aid over there to Syria to try to oust Assad over there. Imagine what $2.2 billion would have done for those 307,000 veterans that died from the Veterans Administration's ill-prepared hands to handle that. Or the other remaining veterans that are sedated on billions of dollars worth of SSRIs from the other PTSD-related stuff that they've had to go through from these other wars, knowing that after they got back that the Iraq war was a lie and that they served three or four tours over there and whatever they did over there, and they have to now forget it, you know. And once you're home, the government didn't care about it. unless, of course, you want to take up arms, and they don't want anyone's trained anymore to have arms there, because hell, you know, you might go against this government someday. So they use these little things. Well, if you're on a marijuana or some other type of drug, we can take away your firearms permit. You know, I mean, this is how tyranny and stuff works here. But with the lies of the anthrax, the yellow cake uranium, the babies thrown on the floor from incubators, I mean, the WMDs. I still remember Netanyahu there in 2002 talking about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction there, talking about being able to put a nuke in the size of a washing machine, you know. But this was a lie, and of course Americans died, over a million Iraqis died, and it was all over a lie. Now, if I did that, or if you guys did that and went out and started killing people and stuff, you'd be in jail, you know. And this state-sanctioned killing is I mean, it's got to go, you know. And that's the only way. And the majority of that, though, is by morality. I can't back anything like that, so that's why I don't go along with that we and our and my, you know. But and again, since none of these so-called states that have been bombed, there's been no convictions from anyone. I don't care if it was Saudi Arabia, even Israel, whatever like that, on this 9/11 stuff. No state actors have been imprisoned or anything for the deaths of the 3,000 or so Americans on 9/11, the destruction, the demolition, all this stuff, you know. Yet we're just supposed to keep going along with this false narrative and believe whatever the government says, you know. Just as much as, in your favorite browser, you can type in FBI behind domestic terrorism. And you'll see the countless articles where the FBI gets out there and they facilitate the terrorism by paying off these patsies. Most of them there are usually mentally handicapped. And, of course, hey, it looks good on paper because the FBI made an arrest, or they thwarted an arrest, you know, which is like the 1993 World Trade Center bombing there, where they actually supplied the bombing material. And, of course, it went off, too, you know. But the only way to change anything like that in this country is you have to change the morality. And, of course, and I've said this again, I always laugh about it there, but most Americans are too busy worried about their penis sizes and their breast augmentation. And, I mean, there's got to be more in this country than being stuck in your head into social media and partying and worrying about some tailgate football game, this apple pie and Chevrolet American ideal thing, because the American way of life means death to others. And until you realize that, and it's done by corporations, and that's why I mentioned that about, instead of drooping a flag over there, over a coffin like that, just put the corporate logos on there, because that's exactly who they died for. And that's why I like that Naomi Klein's video there, the shock treatment on YouTube, the shock and awe policy of Milton Friedman, where I'd mentioned beforehand, the bombing of these hospitals and stuff is to destroy all infrastructure, to leave a people so desperate that they will actually cause or rise up against their government for capitulation, so that, oh, the United States can rescue us. Just like when they had those massive strikes over there in Britain there, and to rally the troops there, Margaret Thatcher called out the HSS, whatever it was, ship there to go all the way down to the Falklands to liberate a bunch of sheep. I mean, it stopped that labor problem, though, didn't it? And, of course, this, again, standing right there by Milton Friedman, you know, this was their policy. And that policy, sadly, is being deployed here on the soils of the United States, where we have the infrastructure, the lead in the water, all this stuff, the dams. They don't care. They have strip-mined this country totally. And this is both political parties. They have strip-mined it for their corporate handlers. And that's why you see where a certain politician that makes $174,000 a year has $50 million in her bank account. I mean, you're not getting it from interest, I can tell you that. But see, people are being bought off. And, of course, that means we, the people, suffer. Same thing with health care. They keep raising the premiums up, and no one can afford it. And so those that do finally go to the hospital, they usually go when it's been too late, and then it's terminal. Anyway, we've got another commercial coming up, so we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in.
Double talk is all you get, and you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and our chat room is onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. You know, I've called into John Stadtmiller's show there, and I always try to preface my calls. You know, I hate to sound anti-American, but, God, I'm anti-corporation, I can tell you that. But, when you look at the stuff that's going on in the world, I don't see how people can back it and be proud of it. I mean, it's not like say someone says, you know what, Keith, you're a bad father. Well, instead of standing up and beating the crap out of the guy, best thing to do is let my children prove it. You know, my children all turned out awesome there, you know. This constant fighting with people, you know, it doesn't solve or resolve anything. Just like this BS with North Korea, you know. Under international law, they have the right to self-defense, just like the United States does. If you've had someone for decades threatening you, sanctioning you, everything like that, and then you hear all these people, well, look how what a whack job that that idiot is with a bad haircut, you know. Try supporting 23 million people on a GDP of $3 billion compared to Israel, who has $299 billion for 8 million population. I mean, this is systematically starving people to death, you know. And they don't care because, again, Korea sits on trillions of dollars of mineral wealth and all that second world's largest opium production, you know. And this, of course, is the same British Indochina opium wars, same as the French Indochina opium wars, where, like in Afghanistan now, the massive amounts of heroin flown into Russia to addict all those young Russian boys so that they can't fight, the country's destabilized. And, of course, the next on the agenda is to be in Korea with U.S. bases. And, of course, we know that the United States is not going to allow that again. We know that China is not going to allow that again. And, of course, this would be to make sure that the mass opium wouldn't be flowing right into Hong Kong. It'd be flowing into everywhere. And this, of course, to destabilize China. And it's all over the fact of whose currency is going to be used, you know, whose old greenback dollar or yuan or whatever like that is going to be used. But they'll sell you these wars about how evil some certain dictator is, like this premise of the starving or mishandling this American that was convicted of espionage, and he's sent home, and a couple of days later he dies. It's no different than over in Iran when they arrested an American over there. That's evil. But you can have places like Gitmo and these black prisons all through Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq, where the U.S. tortures people, slices their testicles. And, I mean, that's okay. And that's the same premise of this, you know, my country, right or wrong. And so, you know, if this is so-called the nation that Trump says that doesn't worship government but worships God, I wonder what God would think about with all this stuff going on. I mean, I couldn't back it up. But, you know, and another thing I wanted to say about that Catalan vote over there, do you realize that the EU is the one that's causing this? And what gets me about that entire thing is that the EU, its representatives, are not elected. They're appointed. And we've listened to the fraud that comes out of that EU of what their massive spending is, their little carte blanche accounts that they can pull from. And they go out and they wine and dine themselves at the luxury of all those Europeans that are starving. The farmers so mad that they're dumping manure in front of courthouses. Of course, you won't see that here in America. You know, of course, that... any attempt at doing that here in America, that would be some kind of a civil infraction there, and instantly you'd have the police state declared. And, of course, that's what they're working for now. There's another Antifa movement coming up this week here to where they're planning massive outbreaks of violence. And, of course, these guys, they're a known terrorist group, so why not take them out? You know, I'm not saying death-wise, but why not start arresting them and everything? Again, the government would offer a solution by arresting one or two that's a little bit out of hand, but the rest they keep going because they need this. This is a distraction that the government needs to keep the American people fighting. And it's the same when you see these so-called terrorists, when a gay nightclub in Florida is attacked. You know, if a government was behind the killings of your mother, father, children, wiping out your cities, destroying the graveyards that you helped bury your loved ones, you'd think you'd go after that government in some way, but you never see the U.S. government attacked. It's always, and the same thing over there in Paris and whatever, the governments are never attacked. It's always the people. So, I mean, that didn't sound right. And so what does the U.S. do? Well, it just erects a larger wall around the White House. And that's why I'm so suspicious on this. Well, two things. Fake news. I believe that there eventually is going to be some push there that all news will be state-sponsored and come from the state. anything else would be deemed illegal. There'll be some, even MSNBC is making some notion there that the social media should be destroyed, you know. And of course, these guys like Bill O'Reilly and those are all paid tens of millions of dollars to lie to you. They make more than the U.S. president sitting there as a journalist, allegedly, telling you lies over and over. And, boy, people just tune in and just soak that up like a sponge. But they keep forgetting that a sponge has holes in it. You know, it might hold water for a while, but, you know. But for anyone to sit back and just to watch the tens of thousands of people die just so that U.S. corporations can make a killing on it, and I use that word killing quite freely, but look at the countless nation-building and stuff that has been done in Afghanistan, Iraq, and, of course, they admit it's failed, but the countless billions and billions, the many trillions of dollars lost by the Pentagon. Do you see any in all that corporate building any of that money coming back home here to fix the dams, the bridges, the roads, the massive potholes, the guardrails that are wiped out because the roads were so bad and someone hit the guardrail? Do you see them doing anything about the millions of starving, the millions of homeless? No, but again, like I say, both parties not satisfied with destroying this country, their first premise is to go out there and destroy another one because it make them look bad, you know. But I just can't believe that people would allow that type of a venue in their life to control them to the point where they don't care and they don't even flinch when they hear about it. That's why when I see things on Twitter where it talks about some accident in Montana or whatever like that where a person was injured, I tweet back, I hope there was no innocent dogs on board, you know. I'm supposed to feel this remorse for this poor Montanan out there that got hurt or killed in a wreck when a U.S. bomb just killed 90-some people over in Iraq, and not a thing is done about it. I mean, like, everything that I do as far as my actions, I am held responsible for them, and I think the same thing should be not only of this government, but that of Israel and everyone else. Same thing with Saudi Arabia. They're out there getting these humanitarian awards. I mean, watching them bomb, was it 9,000 people to death? The worst cases of diseases are breaking out over in Yemen. And these guys are on this human rights thing. And, oh, and to make up for it, guys and gals and its, they're going to let women drive. Finally, they're going to let women drive. I mean, that's just like Hillary Clinton saying, well, we need to go into Afghanistan to make it so those women don't have to wear burqas or hijabs. I mean, is that the only premise that the U.S. has is to use these as a distraction that, oh, finally, women are going to get their rights. You're going to be able to drive. You know, soon, what's next? Instead of hanging gays over in Saudi Arabia, they're going to let them marry, you know. Yet they'll still continue to keep on bombing people, you know. With U.S. bombs. I mean, where does one's morality kick in to where you finally say, I've had enough, you know? And I don't think you'll see it here in America. But like, say, I'm overly joyed to watch those videos right now out of Spain to where you see those tens and tens and tens of thousands of people out there voting for their independence. And I keep wondering, what is it going to take or when will it ever happen here in America? For something like that, some kind of a movement to happen, and of course a peaceable one, and of course it will be met just like force over there in Spain, where you've got this barrage of Gestapo out there beating the people because they don't want them to vote. I mean, to watch them right on video stealing voting boxes, busting windows, glass windows at these voting halls and stuff. Those firemen that were there. Just like the police are supposed to be. I don't care what country you're in, it's always protect and serve. But watching even the firemen getting pushed around and everything by their police, I mean, if I was doing that, I'd be off that fire department faster than anything like that. You know, if that's going to treat your own citizens, you know, forget it, you know. And all it was there was just a vote. But I can't believe that so many people would let things pass by. But anyway, I wanted to show you here how the media spins things. On Twitter this morning, there was a breaking story. It says, Spanish police forcibly remove a few hundred would-be voters in independence referendum from Barcelona polling stations. Well, would-be voters. Al Jazeera said this, at least 337 have been injured due to police violence, the Catalan Health Department has stated. Well, now see, there's quite a bit of difference. One makes it look like the police are the poor victims because of these would-be voters, and the other one makes it or stands out, and if you watch the videos, you see that the police were behind the violence. And that's no different than over here when they try to sell you a story trying to get you to believe something. Anyway, now on to some lighter news. I laughed when I read this. Natural News has come out with an article there now that baby foreskin is being used to make vaccines. And it goes on to say every year, some infants that are circumcised during this surgical procedure, part of the child's protective penile tissue is removed. This tissue removed from his penis may be sold to companies and institutions seeking the rich human fibroblast for the cells and other cells it contains. It's almost like when I read that where Pepsi was using aborted fetus cells in their Pepsi products for flavoring. And, of course, Pepsi come out there and said, well, we stopped doing that. But, you see, it's only through outcry. But, how much sicker can people get? Then, of course, we have the NHS is now saving the sperm of transgender teenagers aged 12 or so they can be fathers after changing sex. I mean, this is the priorities that the world has come to anymore. They don't care what the governments are doing. They're all interested in their own internal lives, their own sexual gender identity. I still say that when you're born, it says right there on the birth card, male or female, and they mark one, and I don't see how that suddenly changes, or does the DNA change at any time either. It's just that you're being socially engineered to accept this or that. And I remember I walked into the Missoula's Southgate Mall there once and saw, well, I assume they're about 13-year-old, two boys in there kissing and groping each other, you know. And I thought, you know, I guess if they were doing that in their own home, in their own bedroom or shared bedroom, whatever like that, that'd be something. But when you start pushing things out on other people, that's not social justice, because that means you have to take the rights of someone else away. Just as in as much as when you walk by a restaurant or whatever, it says we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. And that has been a dyed-in-the-wool phrase that everyone knows. Then suddenly, when you want to exercise your own rights by saying, well, hey, I'm not going to make a cake because I don't celebrate this whatever homosexual stuff, and then suddenly you're being sued. And yet it's your business. You know, you had the right to reserve, you know, refuse service to anyone. But this constant social engineering is for we to accept whatever. Just like on, like even on MeTV when I watch Andy Griffith or something like that, there'll be a commercial there with some little brat kid, hey, sit down, some little brat kid with these thick-eyed glasses, and the thing is all about bullying. What a bad thing it is to bully people. And, well, it is. But it's okay, though, if that same kid goes through school, joins the military, and goes over there and rapes and pillages and plunders some other country for their oil or gold. I mean, that kind of bullying's okay. It's just I don't think people see things all the way through like I am, you know. But or that I do anyway. Anyway, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. If you'd like to call in 1-800-313-9443 and chat about anything else. But one of the most things that most people in our worlds today do not realize is that there are thousands of people out there trying to make a living. And that living comes in different ways. And most of it is honest. And when, even like when you listen to Gerald Celente and he starts talking about stocks and whatever, the way the economy is going, the way that trends are moving, and those trends are there, and it's just like history. And when, again, when you start removing history, then you've lost your moral compass because you no longer see the direction in which this country and or thyself should be going. Why would people go out and do certain things that they know are morally wrong? Just as much as I have a problem with a neighbor over here, it doesn't mean I go out there and thump on him or anything like that. It's just leave him alone. He'll eventually die off the way I look at it. but I don't see how so many people can sit there and just let things happen and be totally speechless. And then when it comes to voting time, elect the same exact politicians in to office that have done the same exact thing over their tenure, over the decades. And these guys have not been in there for just 1 or 2 years like that. These guys are long-term like that war criminal John McCain. You watch him openly supporting ISIS, openly saying that he knows them intimately. They've been the cause of the death of over 400,000 people in Syria. The same thing with the Libyan NTC rebels that caused over 50,000 to die over in Libya. I'm sorry, I cannot, as a human being and one that has morals, sit there and accept this, support our troops and shut up BS, or support what the United States Senate or Congress is doing as they usher hundreds of millions of dollars over to known terrorists. And then that article that came out from the Fox News where it says the U.S. Army won't break contracts with Al-Qaeda-tied firms citing due process. And I'm going, well, gee, isn't Al-Qaeda the one that's blamed for 9/11? Isn't Al-Qaeda the most wanted enemy of the West over here in America, responsible for 9/11, the bin Laden scandal, all this stuff like that? Wasn't that Al-Qaeda? And here we see that the U.S. is openly supporting Al-Qaeda. Just as last week I talked about how the U.S. was being dissed by Russia because it's been proven on tape that the U.S. is airlifting ISIS members out and moving them into different areas. And lo and behold, ISIS, as I thought when Duterte down the Philippines started getting rid of all those CIA drug lords, that I said to Mike Rivero, I says, watch, ISIS will show up in the Philippines. Ta-da, they're there. Now ISIS is moving into China. Now, isn't that just peculiar, you know? But see, ISIS is a paramilitary force used as a premise to invade or reinvade a certain country that has dropped its Western-backed puppet leaders. And I wish people could see that. And all it takes is some reading there. And to even listen to people like Noam Chomsky and stuff that I mean, as a linguist, this guy, he can put more things together. And like that Miramar over there, where the Israelis are still selling arms over there that are killing thousands of Muslims over there. And I mentioned last week, I couldn't get the video to play, but it was of those young kids being set on fire with accelerant and watching them burn. I mean, if you had a 13-year-old son, I just guess that age there, but it was about 13. But if your son was 13 years old and you watched someone pouring some accelerant over him and lighting him on fire and watching that poor boy of yours burn to death, are you going to sit there as an American saying, ah, it's just one of them Muslims? You know, what if it was your house? What would you do if you had U.S. troops stationed on the corner of your streets and every time your kid came out there, they fired rubber bullets at you or something like that, you know? But, you know, I just wish people could think more, you know? But again, this all gets back to morality. And I had a quote, I think I put it, yeah. Romans 1:24. I thought that was kind of interesting there, because, I mean, a guy looks at all this stuff that's going on with the gender issues and stuff, and whether or not people want to marry. Germany just performed its first gay marriage. And, you know, it all sounds good there, as far as for people to have their freedom and everything. But like the Bible says, therefore God also gave them up to their uncleanness through the lures of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And this can apply to morals, too, is when you get to the point where you don't care and you just let things slide because, hey, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. Hopefully I'll vote for the lesser between two evils and try to trick myself into believing that the other one isn't evil, even though I'm voting for the lesser of two evils, which was the premise behind the Trump campaign and the Hillary campaign. Is God knows where this country would be with Hillary in office, with her Russia and China will pay. I mean, I think Donald Trump has only slowed things down there, but we know what the ultimate targets are. And that's why we have this media frenzy that everything, no matter what it is related to Russia. I don't care if it's hacking. Well, they haven't used climate change yet, but they have tried to blame Hurricane Harvey on the Russians and this weather weapons, you know. But everything is to blame on some other country. It can't be that the U.S. has, for decades, allowed its infrastructure to completely decay away. And that's why when these weather events like the 2011 floods over in North Dakota and Montana here happened, that billions of dollars in damages were done when they kept all those reservoirs at their high capacity. And then when they had to let it loose, they had to let it all loose because of the spring melts. And from the unusually high winter snow, and that allowed people to lose everything, $3 billion. And again, as I mentioned before, all that water went down and flooded those homes out. It took out that farmland all down the Missouri, and then on down to the Mississippi, and then that massive algae bloom out there from all those chemicals and stuff that went into the Gulf. Anyway, I guess Fred is called back there, the Wolverine there. Fred, I got about 3 minutes before I call break here, so go ahead if you're back on there.
Yeah, indeed. Speaking of the dam, after Harvey, they deliberately released, I forgot the name of the dam in that Houston, Texas area. They deliberately unleashed all the water there. I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, I guess it was, I heard a guy in California on a major radio station being interviewed by some guy, I can't remember his name now, but anyway, syndicated, and this guy said that Obama went out there to California and ordered that this dam in Northern California that had a huge repository of water, they sent it out to the ocean when the Central Valley was in a drought situation. Myanmar, aka Burma, the Golden Triangle, I'm sure all those Muslims were protesting the opium, heroin, drug trade out of that area, just like Mullah Omar or whatever, the Taliban leader in Afghanistan destroyed
right.
The opium poppy fields in Afghanistan January 2001. And then Pat Tillman winds up over there in Afghanistan, observes that military is securing the poppy fields. He records that in his journal, and he communicates home to family and friends that he wants to go on a lecture circuit as soon as he gets off his tour. And 2 days later, he's murdered by friendly fire. And anybody that's interested can read all about it. There's an internet site from some American veterans group called True Democracy Party, truedemocracyparty.net. TrueDemocracyParty.net. Now,
right.
You mentioned earlier about circumcision tissue.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, some really bastard medical doctor, Kermit Gosnell out of Philadelphia. Kermit Gosnell finally, after like, I don't know, maybe 15 years of people bringing, you know, legal action against this guy, he finally goes to trial and he's finally convicted of murder, because what he would do is any child that where an abortion failed and it was born alive, they would take scissors and simply cut the cervical spine. So I'm sure he was a source of fetal tissue to the likes of Pepsi and whomever else wanted fetal tissue for whatever purposes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my break's coming up here again, but you know, I know it's just sick how people are. I mean, everything is for profit. They don't care. And I think this is this DNA, they're screwing people's DNAs, and that's what's really screwing them up. Same with these chemicals and these SSRIs and stuff. Anyway, my break's up here, so I got to let you go again, okay? But thanks for calling back in, okay? I guess you're gone. Anyway, this is On Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. We'll be right back.
Than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, the final stint here of the show here. You know, one thing I do like, though, that I've been able to procure over time was I guess you call it human relations, because, I mean, I don't brag about this, just that I've talked all over this world to different, I can't count how many countries I've talked to with the ham radio and everything, but I've met some of the nicest people, and everyone could have a culture like they have over there, say, in Copenhagen, where they do their drugs free and they sit in their little nude beaches and whatever, you know, and have this little blissful life and get along with each other, you know. But there's always that one out there that is, they're hell-bent on making sure that for some reason they are recognized more than anyone else. And that's not what I grew up with. I still remember in Las Vegas, as I've probably mentioned before there, I used to watch the Nevada Highway Patrol. They'd be alongside the highway there helping someone change their tire. Today, it's they call you a rotational wrecker, which charges three or four times the price because the state gets a cut. And there is no protect and serve. They're just there to enforce laws. And this same scenario of pulling a driver over for his taillight out as a probable cause. And then all of a sudden, everyone in the vehicle is getting ID'd to make sure that they can try to find whether there's a warrant out or whatever. It's just a fishing expedition. And this is not the country that I'm used to or I grew up with, nor did I think that my children or grandchildren would have to grow into. Again, this maybe a lot of this is because I wasn't awake at the time there, mentally awake, that is, and realized what was going on. But as you talk to more and more people and you hear their side, and of course that's the way a real democracy is supposed to work, is where people can actually sit there and freely talk about or discuss things. And the other player doesn't get up and upset the table because he's not winning or something, you know. Just like this BS about if you criticize Israel, you're instantly an anti-Semite. Well, what does that make you when you criticize the American government for all of its illegal wars and the millions killed? What do you do when you talk about how Germany killed millions? How millions of Russians were killed, what the Bolsheviks did to the Germans. I mean, no one else is, it seems like no one else has to worry about any of their crimes or stuff, because the old saying is our crap doesn't stink, you know. And that's why I think the purpose of this show, usually I try to do demographics showing that we're all the same, and basically we are. But morality-wise, I think that we're not, and that's the issue to where I think a lot of people should look at, is that more and more people should check and see what their own little fill-up zone is on their own morals. Anyway, that's the end of my show here. I'd like to thank all those for tuning in. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio there. Hope you enjoy tuning in with him there. I thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Ken, in the operating room there, and all the callers and those in the chat room there, too. But we'll be back next Sunday, okay? Anyway, we'll sign off for now, and I'm enjoying my new puppy. Have a good evening. Radio, the truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.